inside your heart. It's black, it's hollow, and it's cold. Ugh, and it's nails. Love them in my 20s. Guys, welcome to ianellis.podbean.com. Solo Dolo episode. This is one where you want to drink something, smoke something, and just relax. It's just an audio adventure for the mind. We're just going to relax and hang out and try and be weird, man. So, we have a channel on YouTube called the Ian Ellis LLC. I don't run this channel, but one of my producers does. And we clip up people that we make fun of, and we make documentaries, and we do clips of stuff that we like from the show. It's gotten very popular. 1,000 subscribers. Over 2 years, with us covering a whole bunch of nobodies, we're not covering celebrities, and it got monetized. I'm told we've made a whopping like $1.75. I don't know how many subscribers you have for being monetized to be financially meaningful. Mike David's been talking about a lot lately, the trap of, like, once you get that money, getting used to expecting that money. And then, it's like, well, what happens when you're Revenge of the Sis and you get wiped out and you get demonetized, and suddenly that money you were counting on is gone, and you can't keep up with the momentum of your show and work a day job at the same time. So it's like, do you give up on the dream? What compromises do you make? Or do you just hoe yourself out and bend over and play by their rules? Personally, I'm all for if they rip something down, like they took down our cartoon of With Apologies, I just recut it with bleeps, and I put bleeps and stuff that wasn't offensive, and it just sounds 1,000 times worse, and it's completely fine. I think you should do stuff like that when they kick you off. Malicious compliance, that's what we call it. So, the E&L's LLC just dropped a documentary about Cardi B. Mike David calls her the uncivilized one. This Cardi B chick, I've never really listened to her music. Don't really know anything about her other than I occasionally see videos of her being stupid on Instagram. Well, she's been talking about the coronavirus. And I died when I saw what she was doing. And I was like, this is a documentary. At the beginning of this coronavirus thing, I had said to Belle and the Snake, I was like, we should pick one celebrity and we should just follow their reaction to coronavirus and make that a documentary. We've had a couple of docs in the past, like Belly Boo made one about Bam Margera. He actually made two. The first one was called Fire Fest. It has like 200K... fucking views. Apparently the BAM audience is fucking massive. So BAM's not someone that we would just like regularly make fun of on the show, because in general he's pretty uninteresting and dull to tease. But a documentary about him being a buffoon, that's great content. That's our whole network just revolves around finding these characters. Like Joe Booney is a character, and Sam Hill, and Rev Dog, and Saiyans Entertainment, and then seeing can we take the real life found footage and sort of put it into a narrative piece. And then we also tease these guys, and it's like they've become our soap operas, but it's a soap opera we can interact with. So we'll call them into the office and have a talk with them about their character development, or you know, how we feel about their performance. It's a very unique show. Belly Boo likes to point out, it's the only show where you could be watching and then just be part of the show. You can call in, you can just hang out and chat, and you can become a regular. We'll take you in as one of our own. There's the barrier of entry is you have to put up with us treating you like garbage when you show up, and if you show us that you could take a punch and that you're fun to be around, well, then you're at the same level as anybody else. I said, I'm the only comic that's like, Here's the premise of my show. Come for my neck at any time. If you can beat me, you can have the show. But otherwise, I'm going to just do my best. A lot of other stuff to get into with all that, but I digress. Cardi B. 30-minute documentary. So I had this idea of, like, you got to juxtapose, like, her stupid rants with the seriousness of the issue. And I don't really have time to make it. So I asked Belly Boo to do it. He was like, all right. Oh, the part of the reason when we do shit like Bam Margera, we did one about Gayle King and now Cardi B. Because we don't cover celebrities, we don't get the celebrity bump of, throwing their name around. But doing shit like this every once in a while where we can find someone who is a celebrity and bring them down to our level and expose them, that's a nice bump for the channel, and it works as an excellent commercial to get the word out there. So I saw Cardi B, and I was like, you just gotta take this. It'll be real easy to make. I was like, if you can do it by this time, you're in charge of it. Otherwise, this is the next day I'm gonna have available, and I'll do it myself. And thankfully, Bell Ann, what we call Belly Boo, he was like, nah, man, I got time, I'll do it. I'm so happy that he did this because he made so many decisions I wouldn't have thought to make. And he was very thorough in the way he did things in a way that I wouldn't have been. Like, the whole time I'm watching it, I'm going like, I wouldn't have thought to do that. God damn it. Yes, that is so much better than what I would have done. So it's a really fun documentary. Now, the channel was recently monetized. That video was demonetized right away. And we have a clip on the end of it from this show called China Uncensored. Let me take a drink. We don't talk about China Uncensored. So YouTube is trying to get into China. Every corporation is trying to get into China because that's a hell of a lot of goddamn money. There's a lot more of them, and they're hungry to buy American shit. That's like become a super-duper trillionaire overnight money. So Google owns YouTube, and they've been demonetizing stuff that's critical of China. It's been very telling in this coronavirus times that there are countries that are in bed with China because of their Silk Road Initiative or whatever the fucking... They've been loaning money to lots of countries, and their politicians have been coming out and supporting Chinese propaganda about how they've won over the virus and they had a superior response, and it's a bunch of lies. They covered it up. It's a million times worse than it should have been. So YouTube is demonetizing videos that are critical of China. This isn't just like you're using naughty words. And right now, Rozdog is also shadow banned, which is the weirdest fucking thing in the world. I always feel like we're just too small for trouble. It doesn't even make sense. Like, why would you fucking shadow ban us? We're a couple hundred people. This is the smallest fucking show in the world. But we are, or Rozdog is shadow banned, where if you post something live, it's this weird thing. It'll recommend a video to me, but it won't show up in my subscriptions or my notifications. And sometimes I even go to his channel and I'm like, go over to videos and stuff, and the live link still doesn't pop up. A lot of times I have to get it off of Twitter, which I wish I knew Ross's Twitter to shout it out. But it's a good time to tell you, join the Discord as our channels get deleted or, you know, whatever, shadow ban, whatever the fuck they do to us. We have burner channels, and we just switch over. And so if you're in our Discord or if you follow us on Twitter, you'll get the live link so that if we have to pop up, we're like a guerrilla group. We're just going to pop up wherever we can pop up. It's not about collecting views on a single channel. It's about keeping this audience that's willing to follow us all over the place. So Rozdog shadow banned, and the Cardi B doc got demonetized. Money is always trouble, but I asked Belly Boo, I was like, well, aren't we more of a target now that we're monetized? And he's like, worst that happens is they demonetize us so we go back to being broke. So who gives a fuck? The channel's going to keep going exactly the same, whether it's making money or not making money. So let's just see if we can get a couple dollars right now. But let's not long-term count on the money. I like that. China Uncensored, his videos keep getting demonetized, and he's a very square dude. He's like Mr. Rogers. Like, he's not using offensive words. He's doing his best to report the truth honestly. I couldn't think of a single thing to criticize this guy for other than being too boring. And YouTube is demonetizing him, and that's a canary in the coal mine. Like, you see the Revenge of the Sis or even Rozdog, I can't even name these other crazy channels, but the crazy channels that get demonetized and deleted because they like keep using the N-word. I expect that shit to happen. That's par for the course. That's, you're throwing sand in people's eyes. Keep that shit in your sandbox. All right. If don't feel like you're entitled to just say the craziest shit in the world to a place where kids hang out, and you're not gonna get in any trouble. Those guys always make the biggest fuss. The quartering, fucking, what was that British douchebag that wound up running for parliament or whatever? Sargon of Akkad, whatever the fuck that dude is. These guys are trying to get in trouble, and I mean, it's shitty that it happens to them, but I feel like you shouldn't cry too much if you're trying to get in trouble. You just gotta take that, boo. I'm smoking so much, I'm starting to talk like Lil Wayne. Yeah, yeah. Birdman. But China Uncensored, he's a square, honest dude. And the fact that they're demonetizing him, it feels like treason. Or at the very least, insider trading. Like, you can't punish a voice on your channel who's done nothing wrong to protect your business interests. Like, you're denying him income to support your future income. Feels like there's some kind of lawsuit there to straighten that shit out. That'll be a lot easier to fight than supporting the Gavin McGinnises of the world. The Alex Jones. This is a square guy, and it's real, and it's happening. Yeah, man. So check out the Cardi B doc. It's demonetized, but it's a lot of fun. And Belly Boo did a way better job than I ever would have thought to do. Let's keep smoking. This is the behind the scenes stuff. Rev Dog. If you've been listening to With Apologies, he came, he challenged me, he yelled at me, he said I was a piece of garbage, he hated me. And then I made fun of his mom being dead a lot. And then he became my sidekick. This opens up a can of worms. Guys, there's a lot of shows attached to my show, and I do my best to post the stuff that I'm on here. But like last week, there was a With Apology show, and then there was two After Apology show. One on Cosmic Cam's channel, and one on Ross Dog's channel. One's like 2.5 hours long, and another one's 4.5 hours long. And then the other day, Tuesday, randomly, CEO wanted to do a Cult of Black Phillip channel. We own the Cult of Black Phillip on YouTube. It's like a big channel. And every once in a while, we go live on there, but only to talk about Patrice and Dante and Vaughn related shit. And we like exposing Dante. There's a Patrice O'Neill fan group that added me on Facebook. And when they recommended it to me, it was like, people that like this group also like Man School 101. And I was like, we gotta talk. So I was excited to, this is the first time I've gone in there and I just dropped in their group like, hey, we're live, call in. And we just took calls from the Cult of Black Phillip super fans, and we talked to them about what Dante and Vaughn have been up to. Well, Rev Dog was on that show with us, my son, my new sidekick, and he kept spazzing out and trying to derail the show and being like, I don't give a fuck about Dante Nero. And we're like, dude, this is different from the other show. Like, all the different shows in our network are different. And you're not catching the vibe of what this show is. We're here to indulge the fucking Patrice O'Neill super fans. So I tried pulling back on his leash, giving him a sit down, just being like, hey man, you're new, just follow our lead. Like, you're here, you're one of us, you made it in. Fucking relax. That show, first of all, is like 10.5 hours long. I went to bed after a couple hours. I woke up at 7 in the morning. I saw the show was still going on. Colin, I was like, what are you guys doing? Why have you been awake this long? Why would you ever stream this long? What could you be talking about? Turns out Ross Dog and Lemonade had a bicker off to see how long that little couple could bicker. I haven't listened to it yet. I'm sure there's a lot of wonderful surprises. All these long shows always have gems in them, and it's a fucking pain in the ass to find those gems. That's why you gotta subscribe to the Ian Ellis LLC channel, because it's fucking it's Belly Boo's job to go find those gems and listen to all of this shit. So Rev, apparently yesterday, just started starting shit within our Discord, our private chat group, and going after a whole bunch of people. We got a lot of women in our group, and some of them have been there basically since the beginning, so they hold like a strong position within the group. I never am part of the group ever. I'm so bad. I ignore the whole thing. I'll pop in, drop a link, read like one comment above or below, and then I'm out, because this shit gets hundreds of messages a day. Like, you'll be like, 837 messages missed. I'm like, nope, can't do it. I'm not reading this shit. They're talking about everything. Sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's like, what movie you into? Ugh. Porn pictures. Politics. This is all kinds of shit I don't feel like reading about. Sorry, guys. anyway, Rev Dog just hangs out in there night and day, and he just started starting shit with everyone. And it's like he's here to troll us. He's here to piss everybody off. When he said he was a troll, he was trolling Unbleached for a while. Well, he ran afoul of one of the ladies, and he got himself kicked out of the Discord. I'm sorry, Rev. I wish I had the power to save you. I have very little power within my universe. I don't control the Discord. I don't control most of the YouTube channels. I don't control any of the sideshows. It just all runs wild, and I get to be part of it at certain times. So I asked them to let him back in. He's supposed to be my sidekick. I don't want to spoil the bit. But we're trying to get everybody a sidekick. We're encouraging CEO to take on David Walsh as a side cuck. He really hates him. He refuses to take care of this boy, but we feel like he is best suited to take David under his wing and teach him the ropes. But we'll see. We'll see who the CEO picks, if he picks anyone. I believe Ross Dog will be looking for someone, and I will be doing my best to break Rev in so that he can be a functioning part of the show, because I like him a lot. I think he's super funny. Shout out to Van. Van beat me up on the last episode of With Apologies as Pablo Escobar. It is very frustrating to argue with a make-believe character who's from a country that you know nothing about. Some of these fights on the show, it's like when it's personal, you can kind of win or lose. But when you're fighting against like drunk Kyle, someone who's like literally too dumb and too drunk to do anything but just keep repeating themselves, they're just going to be the loudest. That's what it's like arguing with a make-believe character. And I just had to tap out. I was like, I've reached the limits of my creativity. It's just going to be downhill. If I keep trying to think of jokes from here, you win. He came from my head and he won. Last thing I have in my notes was, I'm into all this enlightenment stuff. So I'm always looking for different videos to check out, audiobooks to listen to, shit like that. And Pete Holmes was on a YouTube channel called like Big Think or Think Deep or some shit like that. And he was on there giving his Buddhist stuff. His book is all about him going from being a Christian to an atheist to a Ram Dass follower. And Ram Dass taking him on as his pupil and successor and having a mystical experience with him. So Pete Holmes on these shows basically repeats Ram Dass's greatest hits. It's all stuff that you've heard on the Mind Rolling podcast, if you're into Ram Dass. And he was on one of these videos talking about, like, identify your thoughts. Like, there is sadness. Sadness is here. And he kind of left it off there. It turns out that was part one of a two-part process put forth by Swami Rama something or other. He just came on my radar, and his thing was like a two-part teaching, very specifically, and that was part one, and part two was like, You gotta let go of it. Like, thank you for helping me with my karma. May you find peace on your journey. And you learn to detach from the mind, because you're not the mind. The thoughts arise and they come up to the mind, but you're not the mind. You're not the thoughts. You're, Atman. You gotta disidentify even from the thoughts. These gurus, and when you get down to the Swami level books, they talk mad shit about each other. Like, one dude was like, anybody that's teaching it's all about breath control is a fraud. He's like, your mind will quiet while it's one-pointed on your breathing, but the moment you stop your one-pointed thinking on that breathing, you will return to the mind. And so he's like, it's ultimately a useless practice. Other than, it's just a warm-up to get your mind one-pointed. Hinduism is a weird religion, because on the outside you look at it and you're like, ugh, elephant gods, monkey gods, what is all this shit? 16-arm bitches that look like demons? None of that shit matters. It's secretly a religion about enlightenment. Buddhism is like, he was like, I love all of this stuff about Hinduism, let's just get rid of all the gods, the confusing mythology, and just get down to the brass tacks of what this religion's about. But the really good shit is hidden in the Hinduism. Buddha is the Pepsi Cola version. It's almost too stripped down. So these Hindus are all into enlightenment. And I've lost the train of thought. Anyway, Pete Holmes. He strikes me as a guy, he's very much into the preacherness of what he believes in. Like, he's almost more excited to talk about it than he is to be about it. His best friend's Rob Bell. Rob Bell's very, like, it's phony when you're up there forcing yourself to cry, like, making a fake emotional moment in the name of God to emotionally manipulate people. It's deceptive and it's icky, and Pete Holmes has that in him, and he's evangelizing for the Rostock, for the Ram Dass community. I'm evangelizing for the Rostock community. Him and Duncan Trussell. Duncan, I feel like his enlightenment is more about drug experiences, and he loves reading about it, but he doesn't seem to talk about experience very often. So, like, pontificating something dope that you've read versus pontificating something you've experienced, that's an important point. That's a sticking point when it comes to enlightenment shit. Old Petey Holmes, man. Got that golden chain around his neck. Anyway, that's just some food for thought about weird-ass Hinduism, Pete Holmes, and Duncan Trussell. I appreciate you guys hanging out. I have no idea when quarantine will be over. It could be 4 to 6 months. And we'll come back and do some stand-up then. It's been kind of nice. I've enjoyed not doing anything. And I don't miss it. I'm not, like, itching to get out. Doing these little podcasts and stuff is enough to scratch my creative itch and stuff. Hope you guys are chill, man. Here's some Cardi B.
Look, they gave a bitch 2 options, stripping or lose. Used to dance in a club right across from my school. I said dance, nah, fuck, don't get it confused. Had to set the record straight cause bitches love to assume. Mama couldn't give it to me, had to get it in sous. Lord only knows how I got it in sous. I was covered in dollars, now I'm dripping in jewels. A bitch played with my money, might as well spit in my food. Bitches hating my guts, now they swear it was cool. Went from making tuna sandwiches to making the news. I started speaking my mind and tripping my views. Real bitch, only thing fake is the boobs. Getting money, go hard, motherfucking right. Never been a fraud in my motherfucking life. Getting money, go hard, damn fucking right. Stunned on these bitches out of motherfucking spite. Ain't no running to bore me, went for nothing to glory. I ain't telling y'all to do it, I'm just telling my story. I don't hang with these bitches cause these bitches be corny. And I got enough bras, y'all ain't gotta support me. I went from rag to riches, went from wig to lit, nigga. Only person in my fam to see 6 figures. The pressure on your shoulders feel like boulders. Where you gotta make sure that everybody's straight. Bitches stab you in your back while they smiling yelling in your face, talking crazy on your name, trying not to catch a case. I waited my whole life just to shit on niggas, climb to the top floor so I could spit on niggas. Said I was just trying to chill and make bangers, tell all these old bitches they in danger. The thing on my hip with bitches in the shape, that's what I call a fucking waist trainer. You gon' run up on who and do what? I think y'all got your story screwed up. I came here to ball, is you nuts? I don't want your punk ass man, I'm too tough. I'm the one that's killing shit, hands down. If you got a problem with me, say it now. Cause I don't wanna hear no sneak dissing, especially not from one you weak bitches. I'm on girl like, I don't see no stoplights. I'm stepping out every day, prom night. So if it's all love, show me love then, cause you ain't on the bitches, what it sound like. Beat, mo, it's how I give it up, nigga. Hoodie, low, it's how I'm pulling up. Just cause I've been on the road, don't mean I've been on the run. And you gon' have to learn to hold your tongue or hold the gun. And we all know you ain't that type. I smack you in the bitch that you act like. I started getting money, bitches upset. They remind me of my pussy, bitches mad tight. Nails done, hair laid, keeping both laced. Come through shining with them rolly bust face. Headshot, headshot, tell them close case. Ain't no bitch spitting like this, it's so way. I don't trust no nigga, I don't fear no bitch. Whole life been through some fucked up shit. They say I'm too that, oh, I'm too this. When you see what I seen, you end up like this. I walked into the label with a check at Cardi B on the charts and expect that. Where that bitch that was claiming she a threat? I'ma put a Louboutin with her neck at. They say I'm too ratchet, they say I act wild. I'm tryna with the phone like a badass child. They call me slippin' once, tell them try that now. Cardi B, know it's me, hear that bad ass sound. Man, I said we gon' win. Knock me down 9 times, but I get up 10. Look myself in the mirror, I said we gon' win. Knock me down 9 times, but I get up 10. Look myself in the mirror, I said we gon' win. Knock me down 9 times, but I get up 10. Yeah, but I get up 10. Knock me down 9 times, but I get up 10, bitch. I'ma make a fuckin' feel me. Said I'ma do a broke bitch filthy. I'ma make a fuck nigga feel me. Said I'ma do a broke bitch filthy. We gon' win. Knock me down 9 times, but I get up 10. Yeah, I said we gon' win. Knock me down 9 times, but I get up 10.